Joe Rogan, you have got to be effing kidding me at this point. Basically, on a weekly basis now, there is a new video of Rogan suddenly realizing that the Trump administration is actually quite horrific in the way that they operate. A few weeks ago, he was saying, wait a minute, the government should not be trying to suppress Jimmy Kimmel. Then he keeps going, wait a minute, this Epstein file stuff is quite weird, as he realizes in this video that I'm about to play. He also seems to be sickened by the deportations, but just to bring it back, Trump literally openly promised all of this. At the RNC, they held up mass deportation now signs. Trump was not quiet at all about his violent and aggressive plan to rip immigrants out of the country, and not just people who were here criminally or here in committed crimes, but people who are here following the proper processes, trying to go to the courtrooms. And Joe Rogan says on his show, that's not okay. And there's a few different ways that my mind goes when I see this. First of all, like I said, it's really, bro, you voted for this. Trump promised this, and you are a grown adult. But on the other side, from a political strategy perspective, and you have to hear me out on this, we want to create the largest voter base possible for this midterm cycle and this next election cycle, if we end up getting there. In order to do that, we need to appeal to the demographics that we really lost last election cycle. And I'm not talking about Joe Rogan, but I'm talking about his audience. He has one of the largest, he has the largest podcast in the world right now, and it is worth allowing him to break with Trump without immediately like slamming him or whatever. But we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can say that he's irresponsible. We can say that he's honestly really impressionable and quite idiotic at times, while also saying it's good that people are waking up to this. He is a good barometer of how most Americans feel about things. And listen, every time I make one of these videos about Joe Rogan, a lot of people in my comment section are always like, Adam, quote unquote, Joe Rogan is a fascist. You should never even platform him. And I think that really misses the point at this point. Joe Rogan is the platform. He has like the largest podcast. And there's no definition by which Joe Rogan is some sort of fascist. He is an impressionable conspiracy theorist who's in over his head and who oftentimes runs so much defense for Trump that it's just absurd. But we can't just lose definitions. Once you call Joe Rogan a fascist, you're alienating so many people within this country. Okay, let's back up and watch this first clip of Joe Rogan. Now that I said all that, Joe Rogan is so fucking frustrating in this clip because we learn that the Republicans are holding up the vote to release the Epstein files, and Joe Rogan tries to flip it and spit it on the Democrats. Come on here. This clip is quite embarrassing. Let me play it for you.
Voted 51-49 to defeat an amendment that would have forced the Department of Justice to release all files related to Jeffrey Epstein. The vote was largely along party
both
lines,
sides,
with two Republicans joining all Democrats in supporting the amendment.
Oh, wait, not both sides. It was the Republicans voting against this shit.
It says two Republicans joining the Democrats in supporting the amendment to defeat it. So why are the Democrats interested in defeating it?
Well, let's ask. No, I think this is saying that the Democrats want it to come out and the Republicans don't.
Okay.
And party lines. Let's ask Perplexity. Why won't they release the Epstein?
So I was going to. There's a Eric Swalwell who's, I guess.
I read it wrong. No. Okay. So the Democrats were not. The Democrats were pushing this. The Republicans,
yes,
fought against it. Okay. I fucked that up. So 51-49 is crazy. So they just voted along party lines. So they're probably told to do this.
Right. So what the fuck's in there, man?
Well, so then they've been, not only is the government shut down right now, I think that might affect it some, but they're in recess, Congress is. And so this, Eric Swalwell said this stuff today. Again, it might not be true, but
it's coming to an end, guys. I've spoken to a lot of House Republicans this week, and they confided that Trump's movement support is fading. As one told me, this Epstein bomb is about to drop, and no one wants to defend a pedo protector. It's just a matter of time, Swalwell said in a thread. One Republican just texted me that if there's a discharge vote on Epstein, they expect a jailbreak of over 100 members. Trump will go nuts, he added.
So they said, this further goes on to say that if they get back, that this is the first thing on the docket, and that's sort of what's holding them back in recess right here.
Wow. We are watching wild history in real time.
Dude!
That is absurd. First of all, that the Republicans voted against it. But also, before I play you this clip of Joe Rogan basically slamming Trump's immigration policy in a brutal way, let me just point out the great strategy from Representative Eric Swalwell. He's been using his Twitter and his social medias as public releases to talk about Epstein. So he tweeted out, "It's coming to an end. I've spoken to a lot of House Republicans this week, and they've confided that Trump's movement slash support is fading. No one wants to defend a pedo protector. It's a matter of time. One Republican just texted me that there's a discharge vote on Epstein." And Joe Rogan just read that Swalwell post to probably tens of millions, 30, 40 million people who listen to him. That means a lot of people now understand that the Republicans are at fault. With that framework in mind, let's watch this clip.
The immigration thing, the way it looks is horrific. It looks, when you're just arresting people in front of their kids and just normal, regular people that have been here for 20 years,
yeah,
that everybody who has a heart can't get along with that.
No.
Everybody who has a heart sees that and goes, that can't be right. That can't be right. That can't be the only way to do this.
Right.
Because you have to think, look, yeah, we have to have a border. Yes, it should have been secure. Yes, they should make sure you know who everybody is before they get in.
Yeah.
But when people have been here for 20 years, like, come on.
Come on. Man,
that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
Let's find a way. If they've been productive members of society for 20 years, no criminal record, they worked the entire time, they paid taxes, find them a pathway to citizenship. Find a way where you can do this thing that you want to do, which is keep terrorists and cartel members from getting across the border with drugs that kill 100,000 people a year. Okay, but also have a fucking heart. Because if you don't, you're not going to get anybody on your side. If you're doing this stuff publicly, throwing women to the ground, handcuffing people just for existing on the wrong side of the dirt.
Yeah.
Not a criminal. Not the only crime they ever committed was coming over here as a kid.
Yeah.
They probably didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You know, a lot of kids got snuck across when they were already born in Mexico. And they've grown up their entire life in America. They can't even speak Spanish.
Yeah.
And they could get sent back.
I think it's really important to realize that a lot of Americans think like this. Not a lot of Americans do like what Trump is doing regarding deportation. It's actually very, very unpopular, the way that he's going about it. He promised to, quote-unquote, deport criminals or deport people who are, you know, committing crimes and here illegally. And that would be one thing. If you've, like, murdered someone and you're here illegally, then, yeah, get the hell out of our country. But what Donald Trump is doing is reallocating funds meant for the deportation of criminals, and now he's deporting farm workers or people who are just trying to live a better life, or like Joe Rogan said, productive members of society for 20 years with families. And that is not okay. Most Americans are not for that. And Donald Trump's extreme fascistic immigration policy needs to end. Now, on the other side, I do want to say it feels like the lack of strong Democratic rhetoric over the past few years regarding immigration left the vacuum for Trump to fill. And this is not me both siding it. I'm not doing that. I'm saying that when Biden didn't have a strong, cohesive message on the border and on immigration and on where Democrats stand, then that leaves this big opening for Trump to take the most extreme position possible. Because when Joe Rogan was saying this, when he was like, listen, we should know everybody who's in the country. He says we shouldn't deport people who are just here to live a better life. This is the Democratic Party's position. This is my position. When Joe Rogan says that people should be able to live here and contribute to society, but if you're here and you've actually committed crimes and you're illegal, then you can go. But I agree with that. Most Democrats agree with that, but it's like we don't have the proper orders out there putting our flag in the sand and saying what we believe. There's a clip of Obama back in 2012. And Obama takes a very strong stance on immigration, not a fascist stance like Trump, but he says, listen, we should incentivize people to come to the best country in the world through legal means so they can live a better life and contribute. We should be bringing the smartest and the best from every country, but doing it in a responsible way and tracking it so that we aren't overwhelming our institutions. And this is all rational. This is all fine. This is not what Trump says. Trump says they are all murderers, criminals. Get them the hell out. And it seems like Joe Rogan and a lot of other people fell for that type of rhetoric, or they just didn't understand what Trump was actually planning. And it's absurd. It's disgusting. And I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.